RTL Original Podcast.
Hello there and welcome to Show Tunes, the podcast where we shine a barely functioning torch into the darkened corners of the web and find out some stuff about themes to TV shows that were calling cards in the olden days and mostly skippable now. And today we're taking a sepia-soaked look at the theme song to one of the most iconic shows of the 90s stroke noughties, Dawson's Creek. Alright, let's dive in. The song we're talking about is I Don't Wanna Wait by Paula Cole, and it's tied so perfectly to Dawson's Creek that it's hard to imagine the show without it. Try. Go on. Picture Dawson's massive forehead and Curtin's hairstyle with any other song in place. It may be fun to try putting Limp Bizkit in there, but it's not right, is it? The track wasn't just a catchy hit in 1996, you know. There's more going on here than just a tune that gets stuck in your head, and boy, does it get stuck in your head. First, let's consider the way Dawson's Creek changed the game for teen dramas. It wasn't just about the high school love triangles or the angst of growing up. It was about showing the complexities of relationships, the messiness of emotions, and the blurry lines between adulthood and adolescence. Now, pair that with Paula Cole's wistful voice and those longing lyrics, I don't want to wait for our lives to be over. Now, teen stuff can easily slip into schmaltz and gloss over the bigger themes. It can also be reductive, simply addressing issues as being easily resolved. Cookie-cutter issues, if you will. It's not just about waiting for the big moments to arrive either. It's about being present in the uncertainty of those transitional years. I remember being a teen, and though not up to date with Americanisms or some of the general themes, Dawson's Creek and Heartbreak High, an Aussie drama, taught me more than my folks did. That moment between childhood and adulthood is tough to capture in music, but Cole nailed it with a quiet urgency. The show was initially meant to use Run Like a Rabbit by the band Cracker, whose song Low is one of my all-time favourites, but after they couldn't clear the rights, the producers were left scrambling and a little panicky. Enter Paula Cole, who was pretty much a one-hit wonder at the time, with her track Where Have All the Cowboys Gone. Her song was almost an afterthought thrown at the TV show, and let's see if it sticks, but once they tried it out, they had a collective slap of the heads so powerful it made the Eiffel Tower sway, allegedly. But let's take a step back for a second and talk about Paula Cole herself. Her career took off after this song, but she wasn't what you describe as being a typical pop star. She had this raw, almost haunting quality to her voice that matched the moodiness of the show. It was personal. It was real. This wasn't a pop anthem designed for mass appeal, though that's where it went. It was a song that captured the nitty-gritty of growing pains and self-discovery. Cole's lyrics weren't sugarcoating the ride of life, and that's exactly what Dawson's Creek was all about. The theme song and the show were both products of their time, you see, mid to late 90s and right in the middle of a cultural shift. It's an era where the teen drama was no longer just about the escapist fantasy of Beverly Hills or the campiness of Saved by the Bell. Instead, Dawson's Creek was dealing with deeper themes, loss, identity, the complexities of love. The theme song became the bridge between the show and the viewer, reminding us all that we're living through a moment of change, of questioning who we are and were and where we're going, and how quickly love turns to hate, turns to love, turns to lust, turns to, you know, the rest. There's something about hearing that song even now that it takes you back to those late night TV viewings, those first loves, first heartbreaks, or just the mess of growing up in the 90s. the song almost feels like a time capsule, like nerds and dweebs that were sugar-coated sugar bombs, and probably are responsible for a lot of health issues now. But it also stands as a reminder of how powerful music can be in shaping the emotional core of a TV show. And that's why, decades later, when we hear those opening notes, we're instantly transported back to a time when we were all figuring things out, just like the characters on that iconic creek. So, do you agree with me? Do you disagree with me? It's got to be up there as one of the best TV show themes of all time, no? Let us know what you think. You can do so on +352 621 525000. That's our free-to-use studio phone, and it's on our WhatsApp account. So we'll reply to you and include some of your comments as and when they come in. For now, that has been the end of another episode of Show Tunes. You can listen to this and the previous episodes on RTL Play and, of course, wherever you get your podcasts. If you'd like to, drop us a review, a star rating, a comment, share it, subscribe, whatever, because every little bit helps us get that bit further up the charts. And goodness me, do we need to climb them soon. Cheers.
Every moment, RTL.